This was Pale Shelter by Tears for Fears, and we're going to go straight into Eric's show right after this. Have a good morning, y'all.
I was on the Carson show 2 times ago, and I mentioned rock stars were ugly, and I got letters from all over America. Rock stars are not ugly. Rod Stewart, he has got acne. I think you could play Connect the Dots for a year on this man's face. Do you think I'm sexy? Squish. Barry Manilow, a nose. If he was on hard drugs, he could inhale Peru. The lips. Mick Jagger! He could French kiss a moose. I have never seen that. He could suck a lemon from here to the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. He's got childbearing lips. Stevie Wonder, that poor son of a bitch. Who's going to tell him he's wearing a macrame plant holder on his head?
WRUW FM 91.1 in Cleveland. No ugly rock stars here.
It is 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. You're listening to WRUW 91.1 FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. Because it is 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning, you know what that means. It's time once more for your father's Oldsmobile. So here we go again. Yes, that was the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Here We Go Again. The musical theme to Your Father's Oldsmobile right here on WRUW-FM Cleveland. Excuse me, I got a little buzzsaw in my throat or something, I don't know. It's not exactly a frog, I would think that would be slimy. But anyway, as I say, good morning. My name is Eric. You are listening to Your Father's Oldsmobile here on WRUW-FM Cleveland. We're doing music of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. So if there's anything you'd like to hear, the number to call is 216-368-2208. You might want to hold off calling until after the first set, though, because it's just been one of those mornings, and I'm going to put on some Dixieland so that I can go pull some music. Excuse me. So, with that in mind, from the compilation Dixieland Joys, we're going to hear Lannon's Southern Serenaders, otherwise, you know, Sam Lannon and his Southern Serenaders. After that, the original Memphis Five, and we'll just keep going till we finish things up with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. A lot of originals and serenaders back at that time, but that's okay. Anyways, I say we're starting with Lannon's Southern Serenaders. This is Aunt Hagar's Blues. Thank you. Was the Quality Shout from Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. So maybe something of a theme song there. Before that, we heard Rarin' to Go. That came from the original Indiana 5. That was preceded by Railroad Man from Gene Fosdick's Hoosiers. The Hoosiers were preceded by Struttin' at the Strutter's Ball from the original Memphis 5. And we started the set with Aunt Hagar's Blues that came from Lannan's Southern Serenaders. And those were all from the compilation, Dixieland Joys, which on the cover has this wonderful picture of the original Dixieland band in New Orleans. It also has it three times for no apparent reason, but that's okay. That was our little Dixieland set to start things off. We're not doing a Dixieland show this week, in case anyone tuned in late and was feeling hopeful. Sorry about that. We'll now be going to the usual grab bag of stuff from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. This next set's going to be mostly 20s and 30s, or at least probably will be. We'll see how it goes. Usually I let things flow where they may, but we're at least going to kick off with something from the late 20s. Specifically McKinney's Cotton Pickers. But if there's anything you'd like to hear from the 20s, 30s, or 40s, please feel free to give me a call. The number is 216-368-2208. That's 368-2208. As I say, this next set starts with McKinney's Cotton Pickers from the complete McKinney's Cotton Pickers Volumes 3 and 4. I'm sorry, this will be the late 20s, early 30s, not the late 30s. from the 1929 to 1930 period. If I'm not mistaken, the song I picked is Words Can't Express. But we'll find out together, shall we?
Thank you. got a brand new twinkle in my eye. Don't you know the reason why? I got a brand new girl, and I won't dispute. She's the reason I got a brand new tie and a brand new suit. When I'm with her, gotta look my best. Put on my tan shoes, gray spats, double-breasted vest. Gotta wear my stick pin, it's a tackle of pearl. With that brand new tie, the brand new suit, it's a brand new girl.
Fats Waller from the Complete Fats Waller Volume 2, and that was Got a Brand New Suit. Before that, we heard Jack Teagarden and his orchestra with Freshman Hop. That came from the King of the Blues Trombone compilation, I guess. Compilation? Anthology? Either one. Collection. There we go. King of the Blues Trombone Collection of Jack Teagarden songs. Ahead of Jack was Benny Moten and his orchestra with Trouble in Mind. That came from the Complete Benny Moten Volumes 1 and 2. Lewis Russell ahead of Benny from the album titled Lewis Russell. We heard The Way He Loves Is Just Too Bad. And we started the set with McKinney's Cotton Pickers, which they were doing actually I'll Make Fun For You. And that was from the Complete McKinney's Cotton Pickers Volumes 3 and 4. And that gets us caught up to the present time. It's about 20 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. If you have not poked your head outside or felt a draft coming through a window or something, then I'm just going to warn you now, it's going to be cold today. Not cold compared to the dead of winter, but cold compared to last week. Apparently, the highs are not only are the highs going to be only in the 40s or 50s, but with the wind and everything, it's going to feel like temperatures are in the 20s, and according to the weather people. We only pass on the information, so can't say for sure that that's what you'll encounter today, but it's probably a good time to think about digging out a sweatshirt or a sweater in addition to whatever jacket or coat you were going to wear today, because it's going to be what I would term unexpectedly cold. Not really a whole lot of lead-up to it. I mean, sure, it was a bit chilly yesterday, but wow. Effective temperatures, or, you know, I suppose wind chill, quote-unquote, in the 20s. That came on quickly. Hey, who ordered winter? I want to return it for something else, like fall. And the leaves haven't even turned yet. Come on. Anyway, we've got, as I say, 20 minutes in this hour, and another hour and 20 minutes of Your Father's Oldsmobile here on WRUW-FM Cleveland. Coming in at 9 o'clock will be Genevieve with Exploding Plastic Inevitable, so stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, if there's something you'd like to hear from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, give me a call. The number to call is 216-368-2208. Or 2208, if you prefer. We're going to start this next set with a little something from Willie Bryant and his orchestra. It's actually one of my favorites from the Willie Bryant that we have down here. And Well, let's just have them take it away and see what we can do about getting some people to chime on in.
Now, brothers and sisters, we are gathered here.
Yeah!
And I want all you brothers and sisters to contribute heartily.
I'm sorry, brother. I ain't got no time.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I found you out in time. Now, Brother Wilson, if you'll just stay out and this meeting will begin, we will get someplace. Stay right out. Yeah. We are gone.
Happy Ma! I know you're happy.
Woo! You is drunk. That's what's the matter with you.
down, you get you in a taxi, honey. Better be ready about half past eight. I mean, don't be late. Be there when the band starts playing. Remember when you get there, honey. Dance all over the floor. Dance all over my shoes. When the band plays the Jelly Roll Blues. Say tomorrow night at the Dogtown Status Hall. Pushcart, honey, better be ready about half past eight. I mean, don't be late. Be there when the band starts playing. Remember when you get there, honey. Shim sham, Wednesday mall. Dance all over my shoes. When the band plays the Jelly Roll Blues. Say tomorrow night, the Dogtown Status Hall.
Nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm. Can get together. There's nothing sweeter or finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
I love the winter weather. so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
And that was Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Winter Weather. Seemed appropriate for what we got going on today. But, you know, as they say, it's a good time to snuggle up, get warm with somebody else. Anyway, before that we heard, I'm sorry, that was from the Complete Recordings 1941 to 47, that Peggy Lee, Benny Goodman. Before that we heard Ella Fitzgerald. With Ella Fitzgerald Savoy 8 doing Darktown Strutter's Ball. That was from the Early Years Part 1. Benny Goodman and his orchestra ahead of that with Somebody Loves Me. That was from the Complete Benny Goodman Volume 2. That was preceded by... who do we have before that? Benny Carter, it would seem. I wrote down Benny Moten. And we had him earlier. Benny Carter before Benny Goodman. You can see how those two went together. My Favorite Blues was the song that came from the Benny Carter 1928-52 album, and we started the set with Willie Bryant doing Chimes at the Meeting, and that came from the Willie Bryant Jimmy Lunsford collection. It's getting darn close to the top of the hour. That means it's a good time for me to do a couple of messages for you, so let's do those, and then I'll be back, and we'll see how it goes from there.
This is A Minute in the Future, a profile of teaching, research, and service at Case Western Reserve University. It's one thing to be located in the unique environment of Cleveland's University Circle, and another to take advantage of that fact. But that's what John Grabowski is doing with his Case Western Reserve history course, Introduction to American History. Grabowski, also the research director at the Western Reserve Historical Society, takes students to the museum to learn to see everyday household objects for their historical significance. He shows them how the evolution of materials used for life's basic necessities, like dinnerware, from wooden to modern, tells the story of industrial development and the growth of our country. With support from the McGregor Fund, as many as 15 College of Arts and Sciences classes have utilized University Circle museums and institutions in their curriculum. This has been A Minute in the Future, a profile of teaching, research, and service at Case Western Reserve University.
We had been climbing that mountain all day, but now we were at the top. The view from there was spectacular. And as we cuddled up to watch the beautiful sunset, I thought to myself, this has been the best day of my life. I tuned my radio to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland. Ah, life sounds good.
Yes, sir, life does sound good. Especially when you got music like we have on this program. At least if you ask me. It's, wow, 10 seconds until 8 o'clock, at least according to our clock in the studio, which of course could be inaccurate, but then so could any other clock. Regardless, it's time for me to mention that you are listening to WRUW 91.1 FM Cleveland, broadcasting live from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. We are community-supported radio, and we're always glad to have you tuned in and tapping your toes along with us. I do have a couple more things to announce. That's certainly not one of them. Well, one more thing to announce. We'll get to the other bits later. Excuse me. So, are you tired of pouring money into fixing a car that is more dead than alive? You can save thousands in repairs, registration, and insurance by donating your old vehicle to the National Kidney Foundation of Ohio's Kidney Cars Program. Donating is easy. Dial 1-800-488-CARS, that's 1-800-488-CARS, or log on to www.kidneycars.com to donate your old car, truck, van, motorcycle, boat, or RV. Donated vehicles are towed away free of charge and are either sold or recycled. Your donation may even qualify for a federal income tax deduction. For more information, call 1-800-488-CARS or log on to www.kidneycars.com. Okay. As I say, it's we have another hour to go here on Your Father's Oldsmobile. Music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. We've had a couple of requests, and one of them I'm still looking for. The other one we already got to, actually. So if there's anything you'd like to hear, there's plenty of room for it. Just give me a call at 216-368-2208. Let's see here. This next set. Who am I starting this next set with? I think it's Billie Holiday. Oh, yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I need to pay more attention to, you know, what I'm doing. Anyway, from the quintessential Billie Holiday Volume 6, I thought I'd follow up Winter Weather by Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman with a little something from Billie Holiday. A song to keep with you today as you go about your daily chores out there in the cold weather. This is April in My Heart.
got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't wanna boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal. A real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
K-A-A-L-A-M-A-Z-O-O-O,
what a gal.
from Midnight at V-Disc. That was Rosetta, brought to you by, excuse me, by players such as Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Don Byas. And as I say, that came from the Midnight at V-Disc release. Before that, we heard Glenn Miller and his orchestra, with Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs on vocals singing I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. That came from the Popular Recordings, 1938-42. Ahead of Glenn, we heard two from Bunny Berrigan. Most recently, I'd Rather Lead a Band. And before that, It's Been So Long. Those both came from Take It, Bunny. And we started the set with Billie Holiday. April in My Heart was the song. That came from the Quintessential Billie Holiday Volume 6. Still working on one of those requests. But there's there's two sets left in the show, so there's plenty of room for any of you out there to make a request. The number is 216-368-2208. Just give me a call and let me know what you want to hear. We're starting this next set with Artie Shaw and his orchestra. I think it's Helen Forrest on... Yes, Helen Forrest on the vocals. From the Paramount film Paris Honeymoon, as a matter of fact. This is I Have Eyes.
Thank you. was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, "My text today is you sinners must repent." Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray, all he said was, "Hey, hey." So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Now who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. I'm feeling mighty fine, I'm high as a Georgia pine.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. In the well.
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Keep your dippers out of that well, or we all wind up in.
Well, who threw the whiskey in the well?
That's what I'd like to know. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm taking my leave of thee. Yeah, I've been trying to show you the light, and you all have outshined me. Since Brother Jones brought his bones, Sister Ash has all the cash. Let's get together, drink water, get tall. Come on, children, let's have a ball.
Nobody come and go, babe.
Harlem Hamfats there with Oh Red. That came from Hot Chicago Jazz, Blues, and Jive, 1936-37. Before that, we heard Lucky Melinda and his orchestra with Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well. That was from the album Lucky Days. Preceding Lucky, Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra did Moonlight in Music from Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra 1940. Glenn Gray by request before that. Going out to Charlie, who wanted to hear Memories of You. And that was from the Best of Glenn Gray. We started the set with Artie Shaw and his orchestra. Helen Forrest sang I Have Eyes, and that came from the complete Artie Shaw Volume 1. Okay, it's, roughly speaking, it's 8:36, at least according to our clock down here. It is going to be cold, cold, cold today, at least for people coming out of a spring and or summer, pardon me. Apparently highs in the 40s, 50s, somewhere around there. It's also going to be damp, and it's going to be windy, so it's going to feel more like it's in the 20s or 30s, according to the weather folks. So make sure you're warm. Bundle up. Maybe find a space heater, whatever it is you got to do to keep yourself toasty. Or at least not chilly. I mean, granted, in another 4 to 6 months, if we have a day where the highs are in the 40s and it only feels like it's in the 20s, we're going to think it's a heat wave. But for now, it feels cold. I came in this morning. The only reason I didn't feel cold is that I was sort of jogging, so that kept me warm. Anyway, like I say, sweaters, sweatshirts, jackets, bundle up. Don't go out there with just a windbreaker, because you're going to freeze. So anyway, just thought I'd pass that along. We have time for one more set, as is usually the case here. So we're going to kick that off with Coleman Hawkins. Now, I had a request for a Coleman Hawkins song a long time ago. I mean, way back in the show. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to come up with the actual song that was requested. So we're still going to do Coleman Hawkins. Actually, Coleman Hawkins and Benny Carter. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, we're going to do Benny. Are we going to do Benny Carter? What are we doing? I'm so confused. Anyway, hopefully it's Coleman Hawkins. If it's not, then I got confused. And in either case, let me see here. Oh, well. What we're going to hear is Farewell Blues, and whether it's Coleman Hawkins or not, then we'll see, because it's yet again one of those albums that doesn't really have personnel listed. So, anyway, here you go with Farewell Blues. Thank you. Harry James and his orchestra with Tempo Deluxe. That came from the album On the Jazz Varsity. Before that, we heard Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with You Never Looked So Beautiful. That was from the complete Tommy Dorsey Volume 2. Muggsy Spanier ahead of Tommy with September in the Rain. That came from Nick's New York, 1944. Muggsy was preceded by Jimmy Noon and Earl Hines doing King Joe. That was from the album At the Apex Club. And we started the set with Coleman Hawkins, at least I think it was. It was either Coleman Hawkins or Benny Carter or both. And in any case, the song was Farewell Blues, and that came from the Hawkins and Carter album that we have down here. So, I have a brief message for you, and then I'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Yogi Bear. Now, whenever I wander away from Jellystone Park, I listen to my favorite DJ, Charlie Saber, on WRUW. Right, boo-boo?
Right, Yogi.
Every Tuesday morning on WRUW FM 91.1.
Alrighty now, it's about that time for the show to be over. We have just been through another 2 hours of music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s here on WRUW. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Once more, I'd like to reiterate, it's going to be cold today. Cold, cold, cold. Cold as in wear a sweater and a coat, not just a windbreaker. So be prepared for that. I will leave you, as I do every week, with the Glenn Miller Orchestra playing Caribbean Clipper. I'll be back again next week at this time, Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. for another edition of Your Father's Oldsmobile right here on WRUW. And I hope you'll be back too, but until then, stay warm, stay healthy. I'm out of here.
Good morning. You are listening to WRUW-FM Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Case Western Reserve University. It is just about 9 o'clock this morning, and time for the Exploding Plastic Inevitable, which runs this week, as it does every week, from 9 to 11 a.m. We're going to start out, as usual, with Mary Schneider.